"For me to live is Christ," I'll let you finish the quote. Sweet sentiment, like the words. What if he wants to make them real? Huh? Yeah, exchange your life for his. That's where we're headed, that you might do greater works than he did. Greater being more, not bigger. But there's a condition. Something has to give. Two things cannot occupy the same space. He can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you. Coming clear? It's real. If he's to do through you what he wants to do, it must happen on the inside of you first. Internal, not external. No paint and wallpaper. No makeover. Life in the spirit is internal. If you are to be like him in nature and character, something's got to give, as the old song says. All the promises are yes and amen, but only in him. Back where we started then, him, Jesus. Everything comes to the Jesus in us. Outside of him, zilch, nada, nothing. In him, all things. For of him and to him and through him are all things. Doesn't come to the old man, it comes to the new, the Jesus in you. So how real is your experience of the new man within? Do you understand that war broke out the moment you believed? There is another king, we spoke about him before. Now he's making it real. He has so much he wants you to have. He's going to establish you in exactly who you are, a son. And when he's satisfied you've really, really got it, he's going to move you on to servanthood, friendship, and finally you'll become his love slave. But first, he wants to make sonship real in your experience. It's all about taking him at his word, believing what he says, and that little word, obedience. Delayed obedience, they say, is disobedience. Here we come. So where are you today, beloved of God? Where are you?